Steve's Marine.
Hey, is Steve?
No, Steve's in the office. Can I take, who's calling? I'll tell him you're on the phone.
This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second, Zach.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Steve speaking.
Hey, good morning, Steve. It's Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have things slowed down at all for you? You guys still super busy?
We're not super busy, but we're busy.
Ah, that's still a good thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing.
Right on, right on. You know, is this a good time to want to kind of, look into what you're looking to do, or do you need things to slow down a little bit further?
Yeah, you know what, give me a couple of more weeks.
Sure, sure.
Usually we slow down the last week of August.
Uh huh.
But it's still going, and
right.
Winterizing won't come quick. There'll be a slow period, and I'll be able to. Then this is gonna sound stupid, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
All
this
right.
is about money for equipment and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Short-term loans as well.
Yeah. I'm actually more interested in getting some money for, I'm going to buy some storage containers. I would like to hope to free up some space in the building.
Okay. We do that. We consider that like equipment financing, so we could definitely finance something like that.
Yeah.
Anything that's related to the business that's, tangible, we can finance. It doesn't, matter what locks for your doors or whatever. So it doesn't matter if it's, a storage container or what have you.
Right.
It's financeable.
What kind of documentation am I going to need?
So we would want to look at, we have a one-page application. We look at 4 months of bank statements just to see cash flow for the business. And we'd want to look at the first 2 pages of your tax return just to see, what you did in sales last year, because they're sales-based loans. And then, just if you had, invoices or quotes on those containers, that's the only things we'd need. We'd get you feedback in 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay. We can go with last year's taxes. We don't file till October.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
If you like, I can just shoot you out those things that we would need in an email. I have the xskizx@aol.com. Let me just shoot you a list to look at when you have a free moment.
Why don't you do that?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah.
What kind of interest rate are we looking at here? Is this?
So typically, they start right around.
Yeah, I know, typically.
4.5%, but you're probably looking at maybe, upwards of maybe 8 or 9% realistically.
Okay. Well, realistically, that's not so far up that it would make me go, what are you, crazy?
Well, that's good.
No, we get 20 or 30 of these offers a week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, I mean, some of them are 22, 23%. Some are even more. And I don't need money that desperately. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are insane.
I mean, right? I don't even need this money. I want to do this, but I don't have to.
Right. Well, this... Well, bringing on these storage containers, will that get you a return on investment as well? I mean, is that kind of the idea?
No, not directly a return on investment, but once I get them clean, I'm going to move stuff from the building into the storage containers,
mm-hmm.
and over a period of time, probably a year, maybe two, I'm going to slowly eBay off or Craigslist off the stuff that's surplus equipment, surplus
right.
stuff. But it's better to sell it slow for cheap than to throw it in a dumpster.
Exactly. I'm the same way.
And I'm thinking I'm going to need 3 40-foot storage containers to do what I want to do, probably $3,000, $3,500 a piece. So I'm going to need like $10,000. It's peanuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, wow. You know, another
once
way.
Once they do get emptied, I can rent them for $100, $200 a month.
There you go.
So
they'd be paying for themselves.
There is an eventual return on investment, but it's not
immediate.
You know, it's more of a enhancement to the overall business, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is I'm looking at taking on another type of business, and that's why I want to free up the space in the building. So,
okay.
But opening a fourth business will only be a drain for a little while, because you start a new business, it doesn't return immediately either.
Right. Is this another one, an ocean-related business or a fishing or boat-related? No?
It's completely, totally different.
Oh, wow. Okay. Do you mind asking what that plan is?
It's actually a thing called Navis Pack and Ship. It's a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they deal with stuff that's too heavy for FedEx and UPS.
Okay.
And you go to people's location and pick up the heavy stuff, bring it back to our location, crate it up, and ship it, and they pay for that service.
Okay. Sounds like a winner.
The best thing about it is it doesn't have two high-pressure times a year. It's more, you know what I mean? It's not based on season. It's based on
need.
Some other thing, and I really need to decrease the amount of pressure on me to, you know what I mean? And this is more something that's business to business in a lot of ways, because what happens is small businesses that ship things use a service like that because they don't want to have a whole shipping department.
Right.
And it's just a more steady thing, and I'm getting too old for the springtime in the boat business.
Gotcha.
Psychopaths.
Gotcha. You know what? I did not think about that, though. That's a great idea, because that helps businesses keep costs down as far as having a whole shipping department. And, yeah, that's a pretty decent idea there. I like that.
Right. Well, I'm still looking into it. You know what I mean? I got a copy of the franchise disclosure that I'm going through, and that's ridiculous, too. I don't know if you ever seen one of these things, but it's
like 100 pages.
It's a couple hundred pages, and I told the guy after I'm done reading this, I'm gonna read the Bible in War and Peace.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
a joke, because it's a federally regulated document, and you know they have to provide it. You have to sign that you read it and understand it. Nobody can read it and understand it.
And that's the way they designed it. Yeah, they designed it that way. I'm pretty positive, you know.
Well, you get the government into anything, and that's when everything gets stupid.
It goes to shit, basically.
But give me a couple weeks. Give me a call.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, one last thing is these containers, if you were to bring them on this year, are you familiar with the tax code of 179 as far as being able to write off equipment for your business?
Yeah. We have more than all the write-offs we need. My adjusted income's in the negative for years.
Gotcha. Okay. And you know that they bumped it up to $500,000 this past year, too?
I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, but hey, I will. Don't want to keep you any longer.
If I was buying a new building, that would be one thing. You know what
right.
I mean? $10,000 worth of equipment. I could do it myself, but that would tie up some of my cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have other things in mind, so.
Okay. Hey, how about this? How about I give you a call on Monday, the 3rd of October? Will that give you enough time?
How about Tuesday, the 4th of October?
Let's do it. About this time?
Because we're closed on Monday this time of year.
Okay. No problem. Would this be the best time?
You'd be talking to nobody.
Gotcha. So give you a holler about this time. Is this the best time to reach you normally?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Well, got you in my calendar, and I'll give you a holler in a couple weeks here. It was great to talk with you again, and yeah, we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right, Steve, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.